My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Coming up, our friend Matt Light, former New England Patriot, in the studio with us in about 15 or 20 minutes or so. Been a while since Matty Light has been around, and I cannot wait to talk to him about this upcoming New England Patriots season and the offensive line and many other things.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so
we're in the meat of the RNC DNC.
Yes, Matt will, I'm sure, want to address politics at some point. Also, speaking of friends, very good friend of ours, my guy Walter from Granite Links, offered up a pair of tickets that I can auction this morning for Kenny Chesney and the Zach Brown Band, which is this weekend at Gillette.
Wow.
The guy, Kenny Chesney, could sell Gillette out for like five nights in a row.
He could sell it out in January during a snowstorm. People would go.
So these are really good tickets. I'm going to auction them off for the Greg Hill Foundation. So if you want to bid, you could call 617-779-7937. They are club seats, club section 10, row 10.
Oh.
So excellent seats with a parking pass
for
tomorrow night. Key. Kenny Chesney and my guy, Zach Brown, and the Zach Brown Band.
All right.
So if you would like to bid on those two with a parking pass, just call 617-779-7937, and we'll see what we get before the end of this morning's show. This is Mike from Connecticut. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, everyone.
What's up?
First of all, I want to – how are you?
Great.
First of all, I want to, give my condolences to Gretchen Fourier. I did like that show, and everyone else who's talking smack about them can go pound sand.
Excellent.
I can relate to the Triple E, Greg, because when I was in high school way back in 1997, we would have to go in later because the mosquitoes were at the peak at like between 5:30, 6 o'clock. So we'd go in an hour later, but we'd still get out the same time.
Yes.
We had to deal with that for like 3 months, and then once winter was over, that's it.
Listen,
and then Wiggy, by the way, I have been bitten by a mosquito indoors.
All right.
Yeah,
thank
listen,
you guys.
I'm all for if it's work or school and they tell you it's going to start an hour or two later, I'm all for it.
Right.
I just don't believe. I saw yesterday, I think it was maybe on NBC 10, one of the guys who runs Pop Warner or AYU, whatever it is.
Right.
Out there in, I think it's Webster, Oxford. And he was saying basically their season is over.
Right.
Because you can't use the town fields after 6 p.m. That's when they practice.
Yep.
Like, that's why I hate to break it to everybody, but coaches have to work and kids have stuff to do. And so they start practice, you know, starts at 5:30 or whatever it is, goes till 7. They can't do that now.
Right.
So It's not the government's job. It would be the parent. In the case of students, kids who are playing football, it is the parent's job to determine how risky it is to be outside playing football when a mosquito might bite you.
Like, and it's not just football, too. Don't they play soccer?
Yes, everything. Time? All of it.
High school games start at 7 p.m.?
All of it. Yeah. All of it.
What a joke.
Have they heard of off? I mean spray some off.
Put some tiki torches out there.
Right. Do those things work?
No, but they look nice.
They do look nice. You'll be all set because you have the sun, the artificial sun rising in your bedroom.
Correct.
At 3 a.m. Or you're soon to have that with your hatch.
Yes.
Very excited. You'll be okay.
We just played a commercial of pest company that was on here.
Yeah.
Have him go out there and spray the whole town.
Spray the whole thing down. Yeah. Spray the town down.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where would you like to start this morning, Jackson?
Well, Alex Van Pelt spoke at practice yesterday. Let's hear what he had to say.
Yeah, I mean, that's a work in progress as well. You know, we're really still evaluating. You know, you'll see different lineups. Each practice, you'll see guys switch sides, go from guard to tackle, right tackle to left tackle. We're trying to find the best five guys. Maybe not the best five players, but the best five guys that work together as a unit right now. And that's still a work in progress. Hopefully this game will solidify that for us.
And he was talking about the O-line
there. Yeah, obviously. So, what is your opinion on when it comes to the O-line and whether or not you're going to eventually be able to trust them, either whether it's Drake May or Jacoby Brissett, or is that train not coming back into the station for a long time?
I think when you think of the O-line, I would move Onwenu to right tackle because he's played there before and he's done a good job. Sidi Sow, I would have it, the guard, David Andrews. The issue just becomes, and it's a big issue, is who's your left tackle, right? More concerned with your left tackle than maybe I'm concerned with your left guard. But at the end of the day, if it's Jacoby Brissett behind the shaky offensive line, there's a chance he could get nicked up and, you know, hurt. So why not just... I'm just confused with the whole Drake May situation right now. And that to me is the most important thing. Yeah, I get it, the offensive line, but what's the quarterback situation going to look like?
Mm-hmm.
We can't live in the world of, Drake May, if you put him behind an offensive line, could get hurt.
Right.
They have that guy, Laydon Robinson, who's been getting some reps at left guard.
Right.
So maybe they end up getting lucky there with a rookie, and
isn't it like whoever the five guys are? It's like, all right, whatever. It's really about the quarterback. And if you're telling me you're going into, and I think Mayo said this when I don't know if we were talking to him or he had just said it, and somebody said, well, are you concerned because the offensive line is a little, you know,
iffy,
concerned that Drake May might get hurt. And he's like, no, if he shows that he's the best quarterback, he's going to play. Like, we can't go into the mindset of like, well, we're scared to put Drake May out there.
Well, if they don't shore that thing up, they're going to be calling Foxborough the Bloody Burrow.
Yeah.
All right, what's next, Jackson?
Next, we go to Aaron Judge talking about his another historic home run.
Oh, my God. He is on pace again to hit – he's close to pace to hitting 61.
Yeah.
Again, what do you have, 48?
He's got 48, yep. Absolutely.
I mean, go ahead.
If it comes with a ring and a lot of fun in the playoffs, then definitely that'd be cool. But like I said the other day, I'm just trying to do whatever I can each day to put ourselves in a good position to win a ball game. And, you know, especially these games against Cleveland, who, you know, we'll definitely see down the road, and we're fighting for the best, you know, best record in the AL. I'm just trying to do my part. That's it.
I mean, the man is unbelievable.
Yeah, and they probably got him for a discount, too, in New York.
He's worth every penny. Yeah. I don't care what it is.
I mean, when you look at his contract and you look at Shohei's contract, you're probably like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, saved a little money there.
We don't have time for it right now, but I would ask this question of you. What is the, and we could talk about it later, what is the single record in sports that you would love to see broken?
Oh, love to see broken. I thought you said would never be broken.
I mean, is it the home run record? You want to see somebody hit 65 or something, or is
well, it? Isn't it done in the home run record? See, that's the problem with the home run record. Isn't it Barry Bonds at 73 or something?
Well, see, but that's
is it real?
That's always in that is always disputed.
You know what would be an interesting record to see if it could be broken? I think there's two. I think it's the DiMaggio hit streak, which is something ridiculous. Yes. I can't remember the
56.
Number. 56. And Ted Williams batting average.
400.
Yeah, would he bat 401 or something like that?
Yeah. Like so for you, it's baseball.
Well,
when it comes to records.
Yeah, because what other, like...
NHL goals.
Yeah.
I mean...
I would say, Wilt Chamberlain's, can anybody score 100 points? That's and then go out and, you know, knock down like, you know, 30 girls in one night. That is impressive. But no, seriously, the Wilt Chamberlain, I know Kobe was at 81, but I don't think that's an, you know, you'd like to see if somebody could do that, but I don't think anybody could do that.
I don't even say an individual record, 8 NBA straight titles will never happen.
Bill Russell?
The Celtics.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant Bill.
Like, that would never, that could never, I don't think that could ever happen again.
No, probably not.
No, I don't, I don't think there's any sport where, I don't think in any sport where a team can go over, past the three-peat. Yeah. Who was the last team to three-peat in sports? Wasn't it the Chicago Bulls?
Was that the last team to, probably.
I think that was the last team to.
Last team to three-peat.
In any sport.
All right, Jackson, anything else?
We have one more thing. Detroit Lions rookie running back has a Sione Vaki. He has a special talent that Dan Campbell was very impressed with.
Vaki's voice is the performance was the voice. It was pretty phenomenal. It really is.
Fair east side, by thy side will stand, and always praise thy name, praise thy name, praise thy name to heaven. Yeah.
Such a good movie.
Yeah, great voice. Yes, great movie and great voice.
Gorgeous voice.
Yeah. Really? He's got a second career if he needs it.
He sounds pretty good.
Excellent.
Courtney, you ever see that movie?
No.
That song's from?
Nope.
You never seen it?
I don't think so.
With Joe Clock?
No.
The Principal?
Nope.
Never seen Lean On Me?
Nope.
You haven't seen Lean On Me?
Nope.
Lean On Me.
There was like a period of time where there were like 10 movies about the teacher in the troubled neighborhood who has to get tough and, and save the school system. There was like 10 of them at the same time.
That was like the early 90s from like, you know, 90 to like 98.
There was like Freedom Writers. It happened again because Freedom Writers, that was Hilary Swank. That was the same type of concept for the movie.
Greg is right. There was a whole, it was like, it was Lean On Me. It was the one with...
Michelle Pfeiffer was
Michelle
in
Pfeiffer.
Was that Dangerous Minds?
Yes.
That was,
It was the substitute with Mark Anthony and, bro, what the hell's the guy's name?
Edward James Olmos was in one.
Yes, that was another one. Yeah. Man, it was like a pair. Jim Belushi was in one.
Yes,
Jim Belushi and Louis Gossip Jr. Yes, it was a period. It was like every week. It was like, how can we help the inner city schools out? Send somebody in there.
Well, that is they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said in sports. This is Kevin from Quincy. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, Greg. How's it going?
What's up, man?
Well, just to clarify, I know that you guys like to say that's iffy and that's it, whatever, but Barry Bonds hit 73 home runs. I saw the guy do it, and so did you.
Yep.
The American League record is 62. Mm-hmm. Until they change the rule, Barry Bonds is the home run king. Would you not agree?
Yeah, I would. I just think that it's one of those things that has been argued
because of the steroids
since it happened.
Yeah.
Not because of steroids.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, that's when you look at the Maguire-Sosa period is where people argue on that. But, I mean, yes, you are correct. Barry Bonds is the guy. So you're going to have to – somebody has to hit 74. What do you have, 73?
Yeah.
Somebody has to hit 74.
I think somebody could do that. I don't know about the DiMaggio and Ted Williams thing. That's going to be really difficult to do.
Yeah. All right, here is Courtney and what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Time Out Market Boston. Patriots practice yesterday had Alex Van Pelt speaking with media. And for all the positives we drew from Jerod Mayo's comments on choosing a starter for week one come Monday night and Drake May being ready, Van Pelt had this to say when asked about what's holding the team back from giving May more reps with the starters.
Jacoby, you know, right now he's our starting quarterback. So, you know, the good news is this week we'll get to play everybody. You know, we're still in the evaluation process. We have one more preseason game, and our guys are going to play, so we'll have another chance to evaluate.
The Pats will wrap up preseason games on Sunday against the Commanders at 8 p.m. And I know Wiggy said yesterday he's more excited for college football than the NFL season this year. Uh-huh. Well, when it comes to college, Iowa head coach Kirk Ferentz will be suspended one game for a violation regarding the recruitment of their transfer quarterback. This seems to be a theme for a lot of coaches in college football right now. The Sox are back in action tonight, welcoming the Diamondbacks to Fenway Park. First pitch at 7:10 with Brian Baio getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. In Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com. That's what's trending. Here is Jackson with your weather.
Beautiful day today. Highs in the mid-70s. It's going to be a great weekend. Highs in the 80s all week. It is 60 degrees right now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In Boston.
Well, it is my pleasure to welcome to the studio once again, even though it's been a while, a very good friend of this program, former New England Patriot Matt Light. Matt, good morning.
Good morning. Back in the saddle, baby. It feels so good.
Welcome back. Thank you very much. How is Mrs. Light? Everyday listener of this program.
Yeah,
Susie Light.
Yeah, she tunes in, man. She's she stays current with all the things.
I hear from her all the time with feedback on what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And
well, you guys cover a lot, and she, you know, she's a woman in the know, and
okay.
I'll say this: we made a transition down to Rhode Island, left Foxborough, and bought a beautiful farm down there.
A farm.
Mrs. Light is now, like, you know, she's out there doing a lot of gardening. She's digging up stuff. She's weeding.
Really?
She wears overalls.
She does.
She bakes, and I'm not just saying this, probably the greatest sourdough bread in the world.
Oh, she's a trad wife.
A what?
Yeah.
A traditional wife that's trending right now on social media.
What?
I want, could you send me her starter for the sourdough.
Y'all, you know about this. You know sourdough.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. I want to get into
legit
it.
Starter.
What is the trad? First of all, Matt's here to talk sports and football. Yeah. But what is the trad wife?
Trad wife is like Ballerina Farms is the number one trad wifer right now. And she went to Juilliard. She used to be a ballerina. And she and her husband own a farm. And she gets her coffee in the morning. She goes out to the farm, milks the cow into the coffee. Wow. Like everything is really farm to table. Farm to table.
She hasn't gotten there yet. I mean, we have
chickens. Would
you like her to milk the cow into your coffee?
At this point right now, she'd have to milk a chicken or a duck.
Okay.
Because that's what we have.
All right. Okay.
And I don't know. According to Mr. Focker, you can milk anything.
Yeah,
with nipples,
yeah you
Greg.
Can. You, anything. I got nipples. Can you milk me?
All right. Well, yeah. The trad wife.
All right.
You have one. And congratulations on that.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Listen, on the way in here, I was so fired up. I got to listen to one of the greatest songs. So, by the way, when you become a Rhode Islander, driving to Massachusetts, even though it's like 8 minutes to the border, is almost like too much.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to hear this, too. Like, oh, I got to go all the way to North Attleboro. I'm like, dude, you live in Smithfield. I'm like, that's literally 7.5 miles. But. Pretty easy commute this morning,
right.
So I don't know what you guys report on the roadway. It's pretty smooth out there. And I listened to the great Philip Bailey and Phil Collins.
Oh, Easy Lover?
Yeah.
Wow. That is a great song.
She's an easy lover.
That's a great
one. She'll get a hold on you,
believe it. I love Phil Collins.
Well, yeah, baby.
I love Phil.
Speaking of getting a hold on things, is there any way to fix this offensive line when it comes to the New England Patriots?
And by the way, at this point, who cares? I mean, I'm dead serious. I guess a little context on that one. What are you learning? Like, what are your listeners learning?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm gonna tell you this much: as a guy in Wiggy, I know that you can't take this tack because you guys have to talk about things and you got to do stuff. I could care less about the preseason. I could care less about the preseason more today than ever before. There's nothing you're gonna learn. Look, until the Bolts fly for real week one. Why even? I mean, look, I know it's fun to see who they're rotating mm-hmm. and how they're mixing people in. I know it's fun to see what a Drake May is going to do versus, you know, Jacoby Brissett. And I know there's all this controversy and a new coach. That's great, man. But none of this matters. None of it matters.
This is like you and Wiggy
mm-hmm.
and maybe Tom Brady and others are. It's a completely different thing than it was when you guys played preseason wise.
Yeah, yeah, but I think fundamentally, like the problem is, and I feel like the guy that's always preaching this message, but there is no possible opportunity there. Mm-hmm. There, and that's terrible English. There's no way in hell any of these guys are getting the reps they need.
Mm.
That's number one. You have to understand that, and that's so foundational. Now listen. If you're a wide receiver, if you're a DB, if you're a skilled player, where most of your time is running around on the field,
mm-hmm.
you can get yourself in pretty good shape, okay?
Right.
But if you are anywhere near the trenches, if you're a tight end, if you're an outside linebacker, if you're a down lineman, both sides of the ball, there's not the ability to get yourself in football condition at all, period, end of story. So what you see year in and year out are a lot of injuries. A lot of injuries. Think about it. Go back over the last, just say, three seasons and look at the number of guys. And not just Aaron Rodgers. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously, there's big names, but this happens on every single team all season long. Major injuries. Why? Because they're not in shape. Why? Because they can't practice. Why? Because the rules literally prohibit them from doing the one thing to get them in shape. And, oh, by the way, they also can't line up right. They also can't just do the fundamental things from a you know, mental aspect because they don't practice. It's a big problem.
Yeah. And we've talked about that a lot as far as, you know, the physical part of the game changing and the mental part of the game. Guys don't prepare. I was saying this the other day, that there are a lot of guys that are playing in today's football, because this was all over about the Tua thing, that could not play in our era, before our era, because of coaches. When I started, it was Bill Parcells. Like, mentally, they're not strong enough to handle the stress.
By the way, Jelani Tavai is probably listening to this right mm-hmm. now, saying old man's screaming at clouds.
I am screaming.
With the two of you guys.
Yeah, I am definitely doing that.
He's going to join us in a minute. And he's probably saying, here's oh, great, Light and Wiggins. When did they play? In the 70s?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, here's the thing, right? So on one hand, if you're a listener, you could be saying, okay, well, yeah, these guys are doing something like that, or they're saying that these guys aren't tough. That's not at all, man. I mean, look, if you walk in these locker rooms today, you're going to see a lot of tough guys. These guys, you know, there's nothing that would prevent them from playing back in our time other than the fact that they literally cannot do it. The league created rules that don't allow them. So if the league were to go back and say, hey, you know what? We made a mistake. Okay, the reason we did all this is so we could get our 17th game. We all know that now.
Right.
And the reason that by the way, dead serious, end of story. The only reason that coming out of the 2011 CBA, uh-huh, that they made the changes that they did was because of player safety, health, and wellness. Well, obviously that's not true. The game's less safe today than it's ever been. Mm-hmm. So it was clearly all about the 17th game and probably getting the 18th game. And hey, by the way, free market society guy, yeah, go out there and make as much money as you can because everybody wins. The player's getting paid more now. Mm-hmm. But the game is terrible.
I'm in favor.
No more real two-a-days.
I'm in favor of the 18th game because we get the Monday after the Super Bowl as a holiday. That's why I'm in favor of it.
It wouldn't change for us, so it doesn't really matter.
Matt Light is here, and you can hang around for a while, right?
I'm in it to win it, my friend.
Okay, all right. Right now, because it is a Patriots preseason Friday, we are joined by Patriots linebacker Jelani Tavai, and he is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. Hey, Jelani.
Hey, what's up, man? How y'all doing?
Well, we got a couple old guys in here. They're talking about how you guys, you're not mentally tough and you're not physically tough. I think is what.
Don't take the bait, man. Don't take the bait.
Yeah, I think that's what I heard. I can agree to disagree, but you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, you've been doing this for a while now, so
I can only speak for myself.
What's that?
I can only speak for myself, and I don't know.
I mean, from a preseason perspective, do you feel like you get what you need to get out of it?
I would say yes and no. I think that over here in New England, we do a great job on making sure that the toughest days are during practice. So I think that, you know, when I was listening in and hearing about the conditioning part, I feel like most teams don't condition like we do, and I'm sure all the guys who have played here in the past understand that and understand that they were here with Bill. They know about the hill. They know about the late practices where we have to condition even after a 2-minute drill or something. So, you know, like I love the way that we practice because they do, you know, somewhat get us ready for the games, and we have to prepare that way during practice and make sure that we put ourselves in the toughest situations that way that when it comes to the game time, we know how to manage and how to make sure that we're ready for those, you know, those fast drives where some teams will go tempo or you know, late in the fourth quarter. So I feel like we do a great job here at practices that way that when game time does come, we're prepared and ready for any type of situation, whether we're dog tired or not.
Hey, Jelani, Matt Light here. Listen, and as a former player rep, man, you got to be real careful talking about those late practices with Bill. I mean, clearly that doesn't happen with Gerard. I mean, you guys, you know, you're adhering to the overall time frame, and you know, you guys are off the field when you're supposed to be, not doing anything crazy. I get it.
Oh, yeah. You know, with the wink, wink, yeah.
Jelani, one of the things that I try to look at, and it's hard because, you know, yeah, we are old men who are not in the locker room no more. And one of the things that I look at is the preparation and how guys prepare on their own. Are they studying the film? Are they looking at the film? When you start to look at some of the younger players as they come in through college, do you feel like they're in a position where you see a lot of self-preparation rather than only preparation when the coaches are there telling them, hey, watch some film, do some studying?
I think it's a bit of both, but we've been getting the right guys so far on who cares, you know. So a lot of the younger guys will pull us aside. And I can only speak on the defensive part because I'm right now, you know, during training camp,
were really just with our position or with our groups, because we don't, you know, the offense has their own schedule to, and that, you know, them, they meet all day. So, So I would assume that they're taking care of business on their side. So on the defensive aspect though, we do have the younger guys who do care, who are asking, the vets on, about technique or how they see things on film. And then, you know, they need to do that first of all, because they're already months behind us on the playbook, on how it is to be a vet and or how it is to be just a NFL player. So I would expect them to do that, and luckily they have been. So I mean, so far it's been good. I mean, of course you're gonna have the strength, like the guys who would do their own thing, but. An overall aspect, I think that we have the right guys, as we're talking about our younger guys.
Yeah, you listen, you hit on a good point. Defensively, right, when I think about training camp, you guys read and react to things, right? That's what you do, right? Whatever the offense is showing you, you have to, you know, find a way to read and react in real time, right? So naturally, in training camp, the defense is typically ahead of the game, right? It's tougher for the offense to get on the same page. You know, you're trying to execute plays and run routes to the right depth, all that kind of stuff. And with a new offense and with new guys and a new head coach, I mean, I could see where in training camp, you guys are definitely ahead of the game defensively when it comes to practice, back and forth, right? What I think, though, is interesting is, you know, look, not that long ago, we were able to hit back-to-back days, right? And I don't – maybe I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't think you guys can hit back-to-back days. And, you know, I think it takes away from your ability to really get yourself in football shape, right? And I know you don't have to hit to be in football shape necessarily from just that standpoint, but do you feel like, you know, you can go out there and in training camp put yourself in the best position possible? And maybe you can't answer this because you weren't in the era of when we did hit like that, but do you feel ready to go week one physically?
I think I feel ready to go week one. I mean, this past week we've had I think we went 2 or 3 days straight with full pads, and it was a pretty physical day for everybody. And we were, I think, definitely everybody was getting angry with each other because we were just trying to dominate the offense. So I think practices, you know, I think you have to put yourself in that situation, whether it's you're in pads or not. You have to create the low pad level like mindset, where you have to, as much as you don't want to like stay low, like whether it's a block, whether it's a tackle, or you chasing after the ball in open field, you have to put yourself like in kind of a game reality situation. You know, we got guys like, I don't know, if you guys seen the video of Pep when he was mic'd up, but when we were in pads, this guy practices the same way. He'll come over, hit the guy with his shoulders, get extension, and then fall off, and then tag off on the running back. But his pad level never changes, you know. So a lot of the younger, like when you have a guy like Pep, and you know, I hope I see myself when I practice, I do the same. But when you have a guy like Pep who does it repeatedly, and you have the younger guys who watch him and you know, look up to him, because he's a big role model for our younger guys. You know, that you just, you know, that feeds off of everybody on the defensive side. So I think that guys just have to understand that when we don't have a ton of live periods or live practices, you have to put yourself in the situation where you can imitate like how you would play in a game.
A lot of talk last couple of days about Tyquan Thornton, how he looks. Have you seen an improvement there?
Hell yeah, he's having a really great camp. I'm really excited to see how he performs Sunday, and then we'll see where everything goes after that.
Jelani, I'm closer to your age than these old heads sitting with me. So I always find it interesting when people say, you know, oh, especially when it comes to Drake May, you know, he wasn't prepared right in college the way that the college game is played. He's not ready to go out there and play a live game in the NFL. Do you think at some point people just need to give more credit or put more respect on Drake May's name and say, wait a minute, he seems calm, cool, and collected out there. Why don't you throw this kid in there and get the reps as soon as possible?
Yeah, I mean, I always give people their flowers, but, you know, Drake's going to have to prove himself, too. You know, it's his job to make sure that, you know, everybody who's hating on him or doubting him, he's got to be the one to, you know, prove him wrong. You know, so the way that I see him working and the way that I see him approaching each day, I think that, you know, as the weeks go on, I think that he'll have a great opportunity to, you know, prove those people wrong.
Speaking of proving people wrong, final preseason game Sunday, you guys head into the season underdogs in every single game. Is that something that you as a vet and a leader can and this team can use going into these games?
I don't mind being an underdog, man. We've been an underdog I've been an underdog my whole life, and I love it, you know, because when teams, you know, think that they can roll over on you, it's the best type of game to come in and just smack them in the mouth, you know. So I'm excited for the season. I'm excited for Sunday, so I don't know who's playing or not, but if we do get the opportunity, I'm going to take full advantage of each rep that I get and just make sure that I am ready for the week one to come. You know, I got to make sure the old heads over here listening know that we're ready.
Yeah, well, we're yes. Trad players, right? We're trad
yes,
players.
Yes, you are.
Trad, yeah. Yes. Trad players.
Yeah, thank you.
We are the old heads.
See, Jelani knows trad.
Yeah. All right. We are the old heads.
Yeah, they both played with leather helmets. Okay. All right, Jelani, listen, good luck Sunday.
I did too, but just a bit. I definitely got to play with a leather head, but just in a different sport.
All right, listen, go get them Sunday, and mm-hmm. we'll look forward to talking to you a week from today as we get ready to start the season. All right?
Perfect. Y'all have a wonderful day.
All right, there he is, Jelani Tavai.
He's the nicest guy.
Some inside information about Bill and the secret late night practices that he used to.
What practices? We don't know nothing about that.
No.
Wait a second. You're on injured reserve. You can show the pads inside until the cameras leave.
Get none of that going on anymore over there. We're by the books now.
Yeah, we are.
All right. Matt Light is here. And we got to take a quick break, but we will be back with more coming up next. Matt Light is here. Curtis is off until Labor Day. Shime is filling in on the midday show at 10. And some are saying that you, Matt Light, said earlier one of the most outrageous things ever said, and that I did not push back on you. So I will do that right now. You said moments ago when talking about the NFL, and I quote, "The game is terrible."
I may have gotten a little excited on that one. I mean, is it terrible? Okay, maybe it's not terrible. All right, look, I'm a man. I can admit when I've, you know, maybe overstepped my boundary. But in all fairness,
the product is less.
Fairness, yeah. I mean, look, if you're watching a game today and you're a former player, but you don't need to be a former player. As a fan, I know everyone can see this. There's line of scrimmage penalties. There's mental errors. There's routes that aren't run, you know, the right way. There's miscommunication between quarterback and this, that, and the other. You watch the guys in the secondary kind of bickering back and forth with each other on things that are kind of fundamental. And again, you don't need to be a coach. You can look at it and be like, that's not cover two, Jack. You know, like something went wrong here, right? Those things happen when you don't have the ability to practice over and over again. Look, football is a game of repetition. I mean, you want to talk about, like, you heard Jelani talk about how the offense is meeting all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, they're meeting a lot, too, defensively. But it's because everything matters. You have 60 plays on average, whatever it may be, right? Every one of those plays are so critical. And so whether you're on either side of the ball, man, you have to get it right all the time. We practice things over and over and over again. When you take two-thirds of that ability away from a team, you're going to have mental errors. You're going to have sloppy. I mean, special teams, by the way, am I the only one that sees the special teams are kind of crazy today?
Yeah.
You look at things going, that would have never happened back in the day. And, oh, by the way, they break down all the time.
But even sloppy with knowing what's going on. Wiggy and I were talking about it the other day. Go back to last Super Bowl where teams didn't even know what the rules were in overtime.
Well, like, it's the football acumen and IQ of the players today. And I'm not afraid to say it. it seems like they don't know the basic fundamentals, situational things in the game.
But it's not them, though, right? And I do want to say that not because you're busting my chops and you know with the segment earlier, but it's not the players. It's the ability for the coaches to have the right to keep these guys longer, yeah, to practice longer, yeah, right? Because it's like, it's not like these guys got dumber. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's not true. And I wouldn't ever say that. But what I would say is that how in the world can you prepare when you're there only a third, like literally two-thirds of their practice time off the table can't happen?
Yeah. What would you agree with Tom Brady, who essentially said last week
the game is easy?
The game has been dumbed down.
He told, by the way, I'm dead serious, man. A decade ago, I'm in there. He's getting Alex working on his hamstrings and like reprogramming his body to be the greatest thing in the world, right? And he's not eating any nightshades and whatever. And he literally looks at me. He's like, Light, if you were playing today, this would be the easiest thing you've ever done. I'm dead serious, man. I remember when he said it, I was like, I actually paused for a minute. And I'm like, he's not wrong. And it's not because the game is easy. It's because of everything we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's part of my players today, because if we like give listeners a look into the two different worlds that we've seen as players from when we played as players today, we were just kind of talking about this a little bit. Training camp used to be like minimum 4 weeks, and it was two-a-days almost every day, and it started.
Worst time of my life.
And it started as soon as you get there. Now they got the grace period of before you put pads. We were putting pads on, and as soon as we got there, and we were banging for 2.5 hours in the morning, and then we were coming out in the afternoon and banging for another 2.5 hours, and we were doing this every single day.
Matt, this is a text for you and Wiggy from my adopted home continent of Maine. Is it because of the college game? Is that why?
No. Listen, the trends in football start at the top. It's the league. It's the league, and then everything trickles down, right? Think about it. The concussive thing came up because of the CBA. It was a bargaining chip. It was jockeying for how can we get this done. Concussion thing comes up because of the league, and then everything that happened because of that trickled down, you know, stream, right? So, no, it starts here. And so if the league went back to practices being a certain way, now, by the way, I'll put it in another context. So you bring up training camp and what it used to be like. For the listeners, people have heard about, you know, how Bill Belichick would have us practicing something like a million times, right? Mm-hmm. And in one case, they won a championship because of what they practiced as like a two-point play or something that could possibly happen at the end of a game or whatever it is, right?
Meaning Malcolm Butler.
Right, or anything like that, right? Yeah. Because so the listeners heard that, and we used to talk about one time, Kay Falk, we had this two-point play, and we practiced it forever. Never, ever, ever ran it, and I bet you it was 3 years worth, and it would come up at different times. It wasn't like every day we practiced it, but we practiced it,
and then we ran it. You practiced it a lot, and you're like, when are we going to use this? Why are we practicing?
Yeah, it was just like, okay, are we ever going to run this play? And then we run it, and it literally wins us the game at the end, a crucial moment. They don't have the ability to do those things. Right. By the way, you can barely get enough reps to get your starters ready, let alone your backups. And guess what? Those backups are going to play because your starter's going down.
Can I ask a millennial question to you guys, though? Because
what about work-life balance?
No. That's not where I'm going. Just because I asked the question to Matt off-air, and I said, well, by the time you got to real games, did your body feel like, were you out of gas? He said, no, we won championships, which is completely correct. But do you think they were looking at longevity when it comes to your bodies and how long your bodies could go if you kind of cut down the work during preseason to make sure that you have more years maybe on the back end?
No, I mean, and this is me speaking, they wanted 17 games, and they got their 17th game. Yep. Listen, coming out of the CBA 2011, a little journey back in time for 2 seconds, it was all about player safety, health, and wellness. That's the only thing you heard. Yes, we were fighting for certain things. Yes, we wanted a share of the revenue, right? I mean, that was a big deal, right? There was other things that were a big deal, but it was all about, hey, look at all the stuff we're going to give you in terms of how we practice, how much time you're out there. It's going to be easier on your body, blah, 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 blah. And a decade later, we get the 17th game. So again, I mean, look, I played 11 seasons. Yeah. I know a lot of guys that went deep into their careers. You still have guys now that only make it one season or two seasons and break down or walk away from the game. I don't think – look, the human body is an amazing thing. And the way you train and the nutritional stuff and the people they wrap around, I mean, these guys don't have to make a decision for anything. I mean, God forbid – by the way – former teammate of mine, Brandon Gorin, son's going to Purdue, getting paid like $60-some-thousand a year.
Nice.
Offensive lineman. I wish I had that ability, right?
Yeah, we would have had that. You wouldn't have to force the wife to be out farming every day.
And I wouldn't be drinking Old Milwaukee's Best. I'd have myself a custom brew.
Right.
But that said, they don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
They don't have to carry their books. They have a helper for every single thing. I'm listening to this going, what are we doing to our people?
Yeah.
Excellent question. All right, Matt Light's here. Let's take a quick break, but we'll be back with more. Eventually, we'll get to Courtney in today's news. Maybe 8:20 on the news,
yeah, sure.
Courtney, if that's
sure.
okay.
Yep.
All right, we will be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.